Of all the boutique-y musical festivals happening in Ireland this June, maybe the boutiquiest of all took place over the bank holiday weekend, when experimental musicians and their fans took the ferry to Sherkin Island in West Cork to co-celebrate the latest Edenic edition of the Open Ear Festival. Among the happy campers shooting and recording the breeze was Culturefile's Vanessa Noonan, who sent us this audio postcard.
The northern shore of Sherkin Island, which only takes about a full day to get to from Dublin, was once again transformed this weekend into the beating, clanging heart of Irish experimental music. We arrived on Friday evening, the sky already beginning to turn pink, as we pitched our tents and the heavy electronic sounds floated towards us from the main stage at Bangor Cliff. The night's acts were characterized by a more harsh electronic sound and bumping rhythms.
My name is Dan. I make music as Ossia. Yeah, so I was playing my own tracks, that sort of pre-recorded rhythms, which I was arranging in a live way and in a kind of noisy, dub, hellish, whatever, I don't know, yeah, something like that way. I just kind of improvise from there and go with whatever kind of flow presents itself, whatever energy I find, like between the crowd and the sounds and my own feeling, like trying to concentrate on how I feel when I'm playing the music and go from there, basically.
On Saturday morning, we ambled our way back down the hill, halfway across the island, past the little lagoon where silverfish jump out of the water, to the community center, where the Ambient Orbit crew were doing a live ambient improvisational performance for all the sore heads on the island.
I'm Maeve McKenna, and I was playing as a part of the Ambient Orbit project today. We were kind of guiding each other. I think there was a lot of response to the recordings and to each other. There was some lovely moments where some of the patterns of the waves were kind of became rhythmic patterns that we followed, or some of the bird songs became like almost like a duet partner, which was really, it was fun to like mimic and answer. Because as well as the recorded sounds of Sherkin Island, we also had the live presence of Sherkin Island and the people there, which really made it a whole different experience as well, you know. So it's also an exercise in the present moment, and we had a beautiful baby sing along for a little bit at the beginning, and thankfully the baby seemed to like what we were doing, because she or he was very quiet for the rest of it.
Back up the cliff, we had a full day of exciting and varied performances, starting with more live ambient from violin and synth duo Dublin, some specifically commissioned haunting pop from Elaine Howley and The Cyclist, and some freak folk drone from Moundabout. And I could use many more adjectives here, but I'll stick to three. But here's what my friend Anna said.
What, are you into it or not into it?
I'm into what happened. There was actually more genres than I've seen in a single set ever.
This is the way we go, lads, this is the way we go. All the way from Manor Hamilton, all the way to Vanderbilt.
Hello, my name is Pesci Tooth. Just played at Open Ear. Woo! The set was an incorporation of sampling a multitude of different OST video game soundtracks and different like rudimentary sounds that you get from video games, particularly horror video games. So doors opening and closing, zombies growling, all this kind of strange stuff, and then kind of making that into a weird ambient cacophony. I lost my hearing like 2 years ago, so I got like surgery, I got a cochlear implant, so all of this music would be like music that I've made with this new sonic palette. So I think all of the friends, all of the homies, they stood up and they gave a socks, they gave a house.
On Sunday, we followed the sounds of experimentation across the length of the island, beginning with Amanda Feary's reimagining and reworking of her and artist Emer Walsh's collaborative opera, this time adapting it specifically for the contours and corridors of the ruined Franciscan Abbey right at the other end of Shirkin Island. More performances in churches and beaches lured us back to the main stage and then beyond to the secret beach, where a group of young Cork lads set up a barber's, cutting hair to the soundtrack of the island's sounds and energies being performed on drums and electronic instruments.
I'm Stephen McLaughlin. I work as entrance, and I was working with my friend Nicola Serra, who's Il Santo Bevatore.
When we were here, it was like sunny here and there, but like it was like quite stormy. He had this like kind of like a soma ether, you call it, which is like kind of it detects a lot of the very noisy stuff, all the sort of like electronic stuff in the atmosphere. It's like picking up plants and all the rock. It reminds me of where I'm from up north, right, where there's so much like basalt and stuff around, which is like very like kind of like it's like quite radioactive. I was pretty much just like sort of running around town, sticking it to anything that would stick to. I found like one or two different beautiful fields where it was like very, very long, thin wires going around these fields. It was like so taut. The wind was kind of like sort of playing it like an instrument.
You both noticed that people were getting their hair cut, like, during...
No, I saw afterwards, like...
There had, of course, been plenty of dancing the whole weekend long, and the festival ended in this way, with the attendees gathering to dance together in one salty, sweaty, sunburnt cluster of movement. I didn't record any of this because I was too busy dancing, but I got one of the DJs, Joey, to recommend me a song to end the piece on and to tell me a little bit about how it felt to bring the house down.
Yeah, there was one moment during the set where I literally looked up because I'm actually very shy, so I was looking at the decks. I looked up and I was like, whoa. it was crazy. Like, it filled up like, it's crazy. Like. So for me, the last song was very important because it's a Suriname song, and I'm from Suriname partly, and not many people know about Suriname, so I wanted to represent it. So the song is called Buka by Uptide. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Vanessa Noonan there on an island full of noises, irresistible in the end, at the Open Ear Festival, Shirkin Island, West Cork.